Yo, it's me. It's me. It's DDP.
It's that time.
Really?
I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercise.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga.
Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around, it's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
Bang!
DDP.
DDP Radio.
Well, hello, my fellow DDP Yoga Warriors. It is Wednesday night. It is 9 p.m. Eastern Time right here at DDPRadio.com. I accidentally played the Christmas intro, which I then changed midway through, although I should have just gone with it and said Dallas's love for Christmas was so overflowing that it had to flow into January. That would have been the perfect, you know, cover, but I blew it for myself. So, I hope you guys had a great Christmas. I hope you guys had a great New Year, holidays, whatever it is you celebrate. The celebration is the key, and family, and hope you guys are having a good week, and I hope you guys are recovering from the gluttony that was December for a lot of us. It was a tough month for a lot of us, but we had a great episode last week with Nancy Guberte and Stacey Morris to kind of reel us all in and pull us back into our heads and our goals, and going to make 2018. See, this is it. I think people overestimate. It's going to be the best year ever. Let's just make it a good year. Let's make it a great year. Do what we can with what we can, and you know what? Could it possibly be the best week ever, year ever? Possibly. Anyways, we got a word of the week for you today. We got an awesome lady on the phone with us. We're gonna intro her in just a second, but before we do, we have to bring her on. She is the Canadian superhero, the DDP Yoga Diamond. We gotta come up with a cool Canadian centric name, like the Diamond Gopher, Crystal Stewart from the Great White North. How are you?
Well, I'm really cold, but yeah, I'm good, thanks. Happy New Year,
right.
My friend.
Actually, I can't complain. It was 64 degrees here today, so.
No way.
After the week we've had, I guess that's not too bad, so.
Great, Jeff.
We got some stuff to talk about, and first of all, I want to get into a topic real quick before we start off the show, because I was talking with some of the crew down in the ATL, and we came up with a topic, and we kind of wanted to hit on it a little bit, but we also have the Warrior of the Week, which, if you guys don't know what the Warrior of the Week is, it's something we pull together. It's not an every week thing, but it's because we want to make it special. Like, when we bring on a Warrior of the Week, we want it to matter. We want it to mean something. We want to bring somebody who's really just hitting it and hitting it hard and kicking ass and doing really well. So we're going to bring in a warrior here, maybe have a week off the next week, depending on the guest situation. But it's going to be something we're going to do regularly and bring into our show, because this show is all about the community and all about the people who help people and inspire people. And what better way than to just take this platform and highlight and showcase somebody who's just living the life and just, you know, walking the walk and really just being a motivation and inspiration and a great role model to others in the community. So I'm going to bring her on real quick, because I'm going to include her in this conversation we're going to have to start off, and then we're going to tell her story in a few minutes too, which is really inspiring. And every time we have one of these Warriors of the Week, I get, you know, messages from people saying that it urged them to kick up their game a little bit.
Yeah.
Too. So without further ado, and I'm not going to give her any, you know, intro, because she's going to tell her own story, but I'm going to bring her on. Tiffany Geelan, is that right?
Yes, Geelan.
All right. So I asked her for clarification a minute ago, and then I got in my own head on which one it was. I was going to say Guileen. It's like, come on, Guileen. But Tiffany, how are you?
That works too. I'm doing good. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, no problem. And like we said, you're this week's Warrior of the Week, and Crystal is the curator, if you will, of TeamDDPYoga.com. So she sees pretty much every inspirational story come through that site.
Yep.
And I've put her in charge of she's the Warrior of the Week department, because she knows where it's at, and she brings me the biggest and the best and the brightest of the DDP Yoga community. And so if you get the nod from Crystal, it means you must be doing something right. So we're really excited to hear your story. And we're going to get into that in just a minute. We'll have pretty much the bulk of the show to talk about it. So it should be fun. And if you guys want to call in, 347-994-1216, if you want to say hello to Crystal, myself, or, of course, our ultimate DDP Yoga warrior, Tiffany. To take care of a little bit of business, we got the Chris Jericho cruise that we've been plugging away at.
Mm-hmm.
As you guys know, Diamond Dallas Page is going to be doing that cruise. He's going to work out on the cruise. He's going to be making appearances, photo ops, there's rock and roll, there's wrestling. There's so much going on, and we are, you know, one of the people involved in the cruise. We are a company who is, you know, on board, all in, and we believe in the Chris Jericho cruise, and it's been selling like crazy. And people are like, wow, that's a lot of cabins you're going to try to sell for that thing. Yeah, it seemed pretty expensive, but it was selling like crazy. And then this past week, he made a huge buzzworthy appearance at Wrestle Kingdom in Japan, and the cabin booking has been through the roof. So if you guys are going to get on board, you're going to get on board with that now, because after the buzz from this past week and the big show in Japan, those things are going to sell out before you know it. There's a bunch of cool rock bands, wrestling, DDP Yoga. There's so much to do, and if you're not a rock and roll fan, if you're not a music fan, there's wrestling. If there's not a wrestling fan, there's fitness. There's so much stuff, comedy, that you can convince the wife, the husband, or whoever to come along, because you guys can both get what you need out of it. But I'm going to put this through right now. Chris Jericho is going to tell you about it, because I don't do it justice. So here you go.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho inviting you to the first ever Rock and Wrestling Rager at Sea. Picture this. Rock and roll, wrestling, comedy, live podcasting, all on the open ocean from October 27th to the 31st, 2018, from Miami to Nassau. I'm bringing Hall of Fame wrestlers, some of the greatest rock and roll bands on the planet, and putting the first wrestling ring on a cruise ship ever. Don't be a stupid idiot. Make the list. Check us out at ChrisJerichoCruise.com.
Chris Jericho Cruise. That sounds like a yacht rocker from like the 1980s. Hey, I'm Christopher Jericho Cruise. That's me. All right. Well, first things, I just wanted to breach this topic real quick, and it's something we don't have to hit on very long. It's something we can get on further down the road, because I definitely want to give a bulk of this show to Tiffany's story. But we were kind of ruminating amongst there's some group texts that go around between me and the boys, Garrett and Josh and all those people. You know, we put a lot of trust into our own reality. And what I mean that is, people, we assume that I'm sitting here talking to you, and we assume that I'm having a conversation with you, and I'm broadcasting on the air right now. But in all reality, I could be crazy, locked up in a loony bin, talking to myself, imagining all of this. That's kind of an analogy I was going to do, because we do. We put a lot of trust in our reality, and sometimes, and because the only perspective I have, or you have, or Tiffany has, is through our own, you know, lens, how we look at the world. And sometimes we shape our realities to fit what we need, our feelings, our narrative, our self-esteem, our own self-righteousness. And I know for a fact something that I've really tried to deal with over the past few years is trying not to always be right, because in my own mind, and you see with sports teams, if their team does an illegal move, it's illegal. But if our team does that same move, oh, that was nothing. You know, we shape the world to see it through the lens that we want to see things. And I was talking to somebody the other day, and they gave me a piece of advice about my eating and my weight loss. And I snapped back and took it personally, and I almost got defensive, knowing that he was right, but God damn, no one's going to tell me what to do. And one of the things I realized is how quick we are to rationalize things to fit us being righteous or the victimized or to be, you know, we want our side to win. And I realize that some of people who give you advice or some people who give you criticism is so hard to take, but it's ultimately the ultimate gift of somebody because they are giving you their perspective on something that you can't see for yourself. And over the past few years, I've really tried to work on graciously accepting criticism and not defensively just accepting it. And through that, I've kind of gotten an outside perspective, and I realized how rare it really is to be able to graciously accept criticism. So when you're in this community, I see people on the boards and stuff that are talking back and forth to people, and some people, you know, may take it the wrong way. Some people may take it the hard way, but I just want to ruminate with this over you guys with Crystal and Tiffany. What do you guys think? I'm trying to figure out how to phrase this. You know, with our realities, with us always, you know, trying to come out as knowledgeable or righteous or just right, or you know what I'm trying to say. I can't get out what I was trying to say, but this has been going the way I wanted it to because I can't process my thoughts properly. But I was just, you know, I realized how quick we are to get defensive. And so many people in this community, the way things differ here is that we're all genuinely caring and genuinely out to help each other. Mm-hmm. And
yep.
I think that these Warrior of the Weeks is the ultimate gift because our gift to each other is our stories, our lives that we've lived and changed and grew from that we give back to the community is such an important part of this journey and being a billboard for the program and living the life and walking the walk is basically a gift to the community in itself. And that's why we're having these Warrior of the Weeks because Tiffany, your story will go out and inspire so many other people like, you know, Dave Orth's story or Arthur's story or Stacy's story. And these segments I think are so important. And that's kind of what I was trying to put here in not so concisive language, but go ahead.
I was just going to say, I agree completely. I think that, and on your point of when people give constructive criticism, especially in the DDP yoga community, sometimes I think it's actually harder to give constructive criticism, but it comes from more of a place of caring than if you were to just pat somebody on the back and say, you know, good job. Sometimes it's harder to reach out and say, hey, here's a suggestion of something that you can try that might help you because it helped me. And not to be pushy and push your beliefs on somebody, but you want to try to give them a hand to make their journey easier. And you always fear, at least I do. I have a lot of anxiety, so I always fear. I'm like, well, hopefully it comes across right. Hopefully they don't think that I'm trying to, you know, to criticize them. But I think that it will help people grow better if they can share tips and pointers rather than always just saying, hey, you're doing a great job. You know, sometimes constructive criticism can be taken, you know, further for them to better themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I know
which you said in about a minute and 30 seconds that it took me 15 minutes to say, and you said it better than I did. So thank you for that.
Well, there's that old saying, too, that most people listen to respond. They don't listen to learn, right? And I think once you do that and you actually listen to take in what someone else is saying, it takes on kind of a whole different meaning. I don't know. I always seem to get more out of it now. I'm not just listening to respond to a question. I'm trying to internalize it maybe a little bit more. So, you know, and just be very genuine in that response instead of just being very, I don't know what the word is, flip it, you know, just very mm-hmm. off the cuff. Yeah, yeah.
There is so much value in having somebody in your life that you know has your best intentions in mind, but also is willing mm-hmm. to shoot straight with you. I had, you know, when Dallas called me up after gaining that weight last time, I've had some people check up on me kind of, you know, nonchalantly, you know, passive aggressively. Hey, you doing all right, man? You know, noticing that gaining weight, but they're trying to be kind of gentle and passive about it. And it's hard to kind of respond to anything, but yeah, because, you know, weight's a sensitive issue for people. It's hard to breach. But when you have somebody call you out and then, you know, it brings it up and then you try to BS your way around it and he calls you on your BS, sometimes that's the most important person in your life because, you know, we can be surrounded by yes men all day long and it gets us nowhere. It's the one person that challenges our status quo that actually gets us to break out of our kind of walls we put up. And,
definitely.
You know, that's such a valuable thing to have. And that's, you know, we feature people here in the community who of all different parts of our journey, but we really try to bring people who are active in the community on for these Warriors of the Weeks. And Tiffany, you come well recommended. And if you're well recommended by Crystal, that means you're involved somehow in the group and usually taking a key leadership role in kind of checking in with people and make sure they're doing all right and kind of challenging, you know, them to push themselves a little forward and push themselves more. So we're going to talk about that. But ultimately, I want to find out what got you into the role of a DDP Yoga community member. What was your catalyst for making the change in your life? Because usually all of us get here from some place, you know, whether it's to get better or to get, you know, even better. But what got you into the community? What was your catalyst for seeking out the program?
Well, honestly, it really started as, even though I needed to lose weight for sure, I needed to be healthier. I have a history of heart disease in my family. My mom's mom died at the age of 46 of a heart attack. You know, at the time I was young, didn't realize 46 is really young. I just thought that that's when people died was when, you know. So having the heart disease and everything, it was something that should have been important to me. But where it actually started was my husband. He has autoimmune arthritis. And, yep, you guys, I'm sure, know him from the community, Mike Gielan.
Yeah.
Michael Gielan. He's known in the community, I suppose, as Michael. I call him Mike. But his autoimmune arthritis had gotten really bad last fall in 2017. And we were sitting on the couch one day and it's just, it was killing me to see him in so much pain. And we had talked about DDP yoga before. We had seen the Jake the Snake documentary and it was really motivational, but not enough to make us make a change at that time. And then one day we were sitting on the couch and I pull up my laptop and I pull up the DDP yoga website and I look at him and I'm like, hey, how about we try this? And he got on board and we started a crazy journey. But it all started for my wanting to make him better and try to cure him. But in the long run, it ended up, it's really changed my life too. And it's made me realize how much work that I need to do on me started somewhere completely different.
That's amazing.
It's so cool when a couple, you know, goes through this journey together. And a lot of couples either start together or one person starts and the other one kind of through osmosis kind of catches the bug, drinks the Kool-Aid themselves, and they realize this person's doing well, he looks better, and kind of joins along the way. And, you know, some couples start out resistant. I know when Katie and I, when I first started, I was doing really well, and Katie had no desire to join or do DDP yoga, mostly because she always saw it as a wrestling thing. And she'd rather have the flu than watch wrestling. So as soon as DDP popped up on the screen, she's like, I'm out. But, you know, it's one of those things that you start seeing the results and you start, like I said, being a walking billboard because, you know, there's a lot of us who are on the program and there's a lot of us who fall off at times and fall back on and fall off, you know, and we just keep pushing and pick ourselves up. But there's definitely a tangible difference between somebody who's doing it all the time and doing it not. And I'm not talking physically, but like mentally, the mindset, your mind kind of adjusts and picks up. There's something There's something physically that happens, I think, to your brain when you're doing the DDP yoga that just makes everything clearer or makes you happier or more upbeat, or maybe it's just feeling better. So you kind of give off that vibe, and it's contagious. So people, you know, gravitate and they realize, wow, I got to try that. So that's how Katie got on board, and I realized how much easier it is to do it with somebody you love, because they're out for your best interest. They're out because you're watching your husband on the couch with arthritis and he's in pain, and you know that you're all invested, not because you want him to fit into a bikini for summer, but you want him to be healthy and you want him to be happy and pain-free. So you really have those genuine, you know, concerns and investment. And when you start, you know, doing the program and you start seeing the changes, what are the first kind of signs that you saw that, hey, this is kind of working for us?
Well, when we first got the DVDs and we did our pictures, that was actually one of my first, like, real wake-up calls, taking the pictures. And one of the things that I always tell people, we've talked to other family and friends, and they've gotten the program too, and trying to help them. And what I always tell them is, take the 6 pictures, but take a 7th. There's the 7th picture that I took that I swear I would look at that throughout, you know, the beginning weeks. I'd look at it every day, and I'd picture of my back. And I had back fat, and I never realized I had back fat until Mike took that picture of me. And seeing that roll on the back in my back, I'm like, you know, you don't realize sometimes. And I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna fix that. I can change that. And that helped me motivate me to keep going. I mean, obviously the other pictures, seeing the difference in those was huge. But the back one, that one was surprising to me and kind of made me really see, I need to do this for me too. I want to do it for Mike, but I also need to do it for me and be healthy for me so that I don't, you know, get heart disease and have troubles at too young of an age.
Now, Tiffany, are you following the eating plan as well?
Not by the book necessarily, but yes, definitely nutrition is, like, I think, probably a bigger portion of it than the workouts, especially at first, getting out of all of the bad habits, eating the best food and the greasy stuff, you know, went to a lot of fruits and vegetables. We started out eating the things that we liked, you know, the fruits and vegetables that we liked. And as we got more comfortable bringing in new things, trying new things. And, you know, we found we like asparagus now. We hated asparagus before, but now it's like one of our favorites.
That's so awesome.
It's. I was convinced my entire life that I hated vegetables. And growing up, there was no vegetables on my plate. I'll just take an extra order of cheese, please. Everything was that. But when I sat down and I started doing this program, and I had to rehab the way I eat, and not just rehab my mentality of what I like and don't like, because there are certain things that would go on my plate that I would just run from. They would just disgust me. Like, physically, like, I would feel ill. But you have to kind of, you know, once I started introducing those foods into my life, I'm like, I don't not like vegetables. I've never had vegetables. I just convinced myself I don't like them over the years. So that was one of my favorite parts of the beginning phases, is experimenting with food. And, you know, there's not a lot of places where you can get delivered decent food. So I taught myself how to cook, and suddenly you're branching out and learning how to do this. And there's a lot of new experiences that you're opening your eyes to, and especially as a couple, because it's fun. Like, a meal can turn into something, like, you know, plan to have a nice meal. Because if I'm cooking for myself, it's not going to be anything. But, you know, let's cook something. Let's put something together, have some fun, try this, try that. Either like it together or spit it out and give it to the dog together. But, you know, there's a lot of new experiences that come from the journey.
For sure. We got the app as well. Mike got the app to start with, and he was using it. And then we had been doing the program for about 2 months, 3 months or so. And I started to think, I'm like, you know what? I need to get the app too. So then we both got it and started tracking on there. But we love going to the nutrition page and watching the videos of the recipes to try. And so we'd go watch a video before we go grocery shopping, and we'd get the ingredients for, you know, one of the recipes on there, and we found some really good things that way.
So, Tiffany, while I have you on the phone, how are you both doing as a couple this far in? Because I do know that you've been doing this for several months now. So how are things? Do you feel like it's become a little bit more routine now?
It has. I think it's definitely a part of our life now.
Good.
It's a regular part of our life. I think that we did hit a little bit of a road bump when we both hit our weight loss goals. I started at my highest weight. I was 168 pounds. When I started DDP yoga, I was 152.5. And now I kind of range between 122 and 125. So I've lost about 30 pounds, which I never thought was possible. Thank you very much. It's been, I mean, I literally weigh less now than I did in middle school, which is crazy.
Woohoo! That's amazing.
I want to talk to you about that. You mentioned something there, and I think it's so important to hit on this real quick. You talked about hitting your goal and getting a little bit of a hiccup when you hit your goal. I think I've talked to a lot of people about this on the show and off the show, but I lost 100 and something pounds in 2007, and when I hit goal 1 week, the next week I was up, and I never looked back. I kept going up and up and up. And when discussing it with so many people in the community, hitting goal is so important, and hitting goal is ecstatic, but you need to plan for your goal, because once that goal's gone, I know personally I kind of depended on the high of the scale and the weight loss, and that was a driving factor.
Right.
And once that scale focused on just staying the same, like I wasn't getting that high, and things started to slip. And a lot of people, when they hit goal, don't know what their next goal is going to be and how to keep finding that high of the scale without a scale victory. And it's such a common thing that I'd love for you to talk about that, the adjustment of realizing I'm at goal and how do I move forward to non-scale goals.
Yeah, definitely. And actually, once I hit my goal, I was looking for, you know, where do I take it next? Because, you know, as you know, DDP always says there's always somewhere else to take it. And what I started to see, I knew that Mike had been really involved in the team site, the Team DDP Yoga website, and in the chat room and in the blogs and all that. And he's gotten really positive things from it, but I hadn't really been all that involved to that point. I had, you know, a busy summer at work. And when I got home, I just kind of wanted to do my workout and go to bed. And so I wasn't really dialed into the team site. And then I started thinking about it, and I felt really good about the fact that I hit my goal. And I realized I wanted to help other people feel the way that I was feeling by having that accomplishment. So I decided that my new goal was going to be to be more involved in the community and help others hit their goals and help them on their journey. And in doing that, I've realized that, you know, I think that the mindset of the people in the DDP yoga community, I think that's what makes it really special. I think everybody's really positive, and I think that I've learned that I can learn a lot from the people on the positivity aspect, because I don't necessarily have a positive message looping about myself in my head every day. And I could work on that for my own self-esteem. And by helping others and making others feel good, that's also helping me feel better about myself. Kind of a, hopefully, a win-win.
I need to tell you this, Tiffany, that it wasn't just me who nominated you to be Warrior of the Week. There, I posed the question in the chat room, and your name came up several times. So I need you to know, or I want you to know, that what you're doing is making a very positive impact on those around you, and I congratulate you. So, way to go.
Thank you so much. It really does mean a lot to me, and I really care about all the people there. It's a really special place, that Team DDP Yoga website.
It is special.
I'm going to give a shout-out to all the people in the chat room right now. If there are any out there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the best answer I've gotten to that question. And first of all, I know the truth. Crystal, I know you got a check in your back pocket for nominating. Tiffany's signing those bills over to you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding. But, no, that was the best answer I've gotten to the question. there's the 12-step programs, the addiction programs, and I couldn't name you probably two of the steps, but I know that one of the important ones are that giving back. Like, once you've kind of gained your, you know, ground, you give back to people who are still in the fight, you know, and who are you know, struggling still. And it's rewarding from that level too. But, you know, like I was saying earlier, one of my hardest adjustments after getting to goal weight was finding victories that didn't have to do with the scale. And you saying investing in other people and investing in other people's success, it's kind of like a lifeblood, you know, a vampire, you know, dines on the blood of youth. You know, it's almost always getting that satisfaction. Like, I'm helping them and they're being successful. That's kind of it's a really cool thing. And it's so selfless, but also you're getting something out of it for yourself. And that's what this is. It's always giving back. And we've always said this, since the beginning of this program, you know, there was the first success stories of Terry Lang, and then Terry inspired the next generation of Stacey Morris's, and then Arthur came along, and then a million people were inspired by Arthur, and those people inspired people and gave back. And this program thrives. Like, you know, we're not on TV every day on infomercials 24 hours a day. We're not, you know, we don't air daytime television spots constantly. Most of the DDP Yoga success has been from people helping people and showing, and those people showing, you know, good for them and paying it forward to the next generation. And like I said, there's no better commercial for DDP Yoga than doing DDP Yoga, because when people see success in you in the way that you've changed, it inspires them. And to have someone like you who hit goal and has been successful at this, taking an interest in somebody who's still, you know, fighting and still in the fight, and, you know, not that it's ever not going to be a fight, but that's a huge deal. And you both benefit. They get the support and expertise of somebody who's been there and has been successful, and you get the satisfaction to see somebody you've helped get their skill victory or non-skill victory or hit a black crow or hit a headstand or whatever it may be. And that's the cycle that keeps this program alive.
Yeah. Yes, for sure.
Yep.
And I still haven't got the black crow. I'm real, real bad at that. So that's somewhere else for me to go.
Oh, sweetheart. I'm 6 years in and I still don't have it.
You don't.
I'm going to keep trying, though.
I know that you're not a fat guy like me, but a few years back I did a fat man's black crow video that I'm not shooting my own horn, but so many people still to this day go back to that one video and say that's what helped him hit the black crow. If you look that up on YouTube, check it out, because I kind of have a cheat little mode that I found really helpful, and that was actually taught to me by Dallas and the Boston Bad Boy in Boston, Chris Gabarino, a few years ago. But I put up a video, and I know Nolan Bobbitt hit his first black crow off that. Josh Matt, like so many people have done it. So if you look that up on YouTube, there's kind of a little cheat thing there. Yeah.
I'm going to check that out. I just wrote it down.
All right.
So Tiffany, when I
fall on my face, like the fat guy's sky, the black crow.
When I fall on my face, you two are the first ones I'm going to contact.
Oh, make sure you get that on video. If you're going to crack your face, you might as well go viral.
Right.
When Dallas was on the show a couple weeks ago, he was telling a story about Dave and I in Mexico about Three Sheets to the Wind doing dual black crows and both of us face planting on the pavement at the same time. I think there was actual video of that still exists. And Steve, you got that on tape. So
I'm gonna search YouTube for that one too.
Yeah, there you go.
There's many instances of me making an ass out of myself on YouTube, trust me. All right. So,
good to know.
So now you're at your goal weight and forever to go. So what inspires you to just take things to the next level? It's what inspires you to gracefully age in the DDP Yoga world? Because so many people are. And you know, that video of Ted just came out. They did the DDP Yoga for seniors. And the app is such a huge tool. And I know that you talked about the videos and the recipes on the app. You know, when I started years ago, we had to open up our computer machines and look for recipes the old-fashioned way. but you have all these resources, and they're starting to roll out specialized versions of the DDP yoga for people who are sedentary and you know, can't, you know, get on the mat and stand up, or the people in the office, or people like Ted. And that's what makes DDP yoga so doable in the long term, is you can do this forever. Like, you know,
yeah,
78, 80 years old. How do you plan on just sticking with this and making a part of your life for as long as you feel it's necessary?
Right. Yeah, I think that. Well, I still have a lot of places to go in the difficulty of the workout. So that's kind of one of my goals now, is to start increasing the workouts that I do and start doing the more challenging ones. I've challenged myself to do a few of the advanced live workouts. And I kind of got myself in over my head a few times, but I tried, and, you know, I can still improve on that. So I think that that's an exciting to see where I can go with it. 'Cause I know that there are plenty more workouts that are way above my difficulty level right now. I think that as far as the aging portion of it, when you said that, it reminded me, we've actually inspired. My mom also got the program for her, and her husband, my stepdad, they started on the program, and they were trying. They're having a hard time with the food portion of it, which is I think difficult for a lot of people to get over the hump with the food. And what I have to say is that the first 30 days are the worst, and after that,
yep,
it's pretty easy. If you can just say, for 30 days, I'm going to eat well, and then on that 31st day, your mind will be changing your mind, because you'll feel so much better if you just do it for a month, and then it's not so hard after that. Because
Across the board, it seems to be the food that's the issue with somebody, which is so many people. Which is kind of funny. I will have no problem tying myself into a knot, but don't make me give up that tasty, like, ring ding over there. It's the mentality we put towards food. but you know,
I don't even know what that is.
it's a hostess cake. You will have
okay, in different country.
Timmy Hortons. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But when you were talking about the app workouts and, you know, just attempting one, and, you know, contrary to popular belief, if you sit down for a few seconds, Dallas does not climb out of your TV screen and yell and scream at you, or Garrett doesn't come out and berate you or nothing like that. But it's such a great opportunity to get into the live workout setting without that. And not many people are going to get through one of those live workouts to start. They're pretty intense.
Definitely.
Know when I first started, I didn't start the YRG ones, the ones I started on. And the first workout I ever did, I tell the story all the time, I got less than 5 minutes into it. And I went the next day, started the DVD again the next day, got about 6 minutes. And then I started again, got about 7 minutes. So every day that you do it, it's not key that you finish, but you just go in there and do it until you can. And then that's the cool part of it, is you see the growth. Like, it's a visible difference, because yesterday I got 6 minutes and today I got 8, and that's legitimate proof and factual evidence of improving, you know, getting further and further. And that growth is incredibly inspiring, because when I saw that I could only do 5 minutes, and then today I did 10, and tomorrow I did 12 and 13, you realize I'm onto something and I'm getting better. And putting on that app and not finishing, there's nothing wrong with that. And putting on that live workout, and then just keep doing every one, see if you can get a little bit further, or pull back a little bit. But there's definitely a visible chart of growth that you can kind of look at and realize, I'm getting better.
Pays off.
Definitely. And I'm real stubborn, so if somebody tells me I can't do something, believe I'm going to do it. So.
Yep.
Tiffany, you can't do it.
Oh, I'm going to.
I'm not a girl.
There you go. That's about Katie. I always joke with her. I always joke with Katie. She may not want to do anything, but if I tell her don't touch that, she'll just sit in it all night and stare at it and just like, I gotta just touch it. I gotta move that frame. Don't touch that. Oh, I have to, you know. It's that natural rebellion in us that says, when someone says to me, "Hey, so and so's here," don't joke about his big giant mole on his nose, and that's all I'm gonna see for the rest of the night.
Yes. Well, it's one thing when someone tells you you can't do something. I mean, I'm allergic to someone telling me I can't do anything. It's just the way I am.
Yeah.
Not to mention, I live in Canada. We have to move to keep warm.
Right. You're just trying to stay alive there.
Just...
Yeah, it's my cat.
Are you fighting a tiger?
No, he's just upset. He wants what he wants, and he's not getting it. So
he wants to not be in Canada and be in warm weather.
Yeah,
right.
No, but you touched on that too. You touched on someone telling me you can't. How dare anyone tell anyone they can't? Like, that's such an asinine comment to me. And you know, there's the people. Sometimes when people get jealous or intimidated by you, they'll start putting the, oh, you can't do that type of mentality, or they start hating you for your own success, but it's just reflective of their own insecurities. And, you know, you can't take that. So many people are going to tell you, you shouldn't do this, you can't do that. And you got to follow your own, beat your own drum, because you know how it is. If someone told you, oh, you can't get Michael to do DDP yoga, he did DDP yoga. You're not going to get on board and be successful. You know, in our path in life, it's just the behind us is littered with remnants of you can't, I can't, we can't, I shouldn't, I probably shouldn't. You know, all that stuff is in our wake, and we plow through it and we grow as human beings. And I don't think you can. I know you can, and it's not like you can't.
Right.
Because I'm not gonna lie and be one of those, you know, over the top, you can do anything, because I can step off my balcony and I can't fly right now. I can guarantee you that's not going to happen. But within reason, there's a path to every, you know, goal. There's a path to every victory. And sometimes it's slow and very rocky and stubborn. But if you clear a path and you keep pushing away, eventually you're going to get there.
And, sometimes...
Go ahead, Tiffany. Sorry. No, go ahead,
No,
please.
That's okay. I was just going to that sometimes you really can't do things, but it doesn't mean you shouldn't try.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I mean, sometimes you'll find out that it turns out it wasn't possible for you to do it, but you won't know until you try.
Well,
there's a lot of learning done. Do it on the way to trying.
Right, exactly.
Exactly.
I mean, how can someone say that you can't do it when you're not 100% sure that you can't do it, but you're going to try? I mean, I don't know. Mike and I come from the school of thought, and we're surrounded by it all the time, that, you know, you never know what someone can do. But once you start believing in someone, it's amazing what they can do.
Definitely. And I think that I've been guilty of telling myself that I can't do things before. And sometimes it's me having to tell myself that I can when I've told myself that I can't. And of course, you know, my husband, Michael, well, he knows I'm real stubborn like that. So if I say I can't do something, then he'll challenge me and he'll say, yeah, you can. So
he's awesome.
a lot of times when you don't achieve your goal, it puts you in a place where you need to be anyways. Growing up my whole life, all I wanted to be was a WWF wrestler. That's all I wanted to be. At 18 years old, I went to wrestling school. I got trained as a wrestler, worked for Kowalski and like all the New England stuff in the circuit. Got my shoulder injured, and I'm like, okay, well, this is kind of take a back burner for a little bit. Started getting into radio. You know, got hooked up with a local radio station and started doing radio. Got really, you know, worked my way through that. Started doing other avenues, some comedy stuff. And I knew I wanted to get in the entertainment business. So started doing comedy, doing some open mics. Now I was going to be the biggest comic in the world. That didn't work out for me. The radio thing, I still had my hands in, but the comedy thing didn't work out. The wrestling thing didn't work out. But if I had been anywhere than I am right here with being engaged to the coolest chick on the planet that puts up with my BS constantly in a place that I love, in a home that I love, in a state that I love, if I had achieved my goal, none of that would have happened. So sometimes along the way of achieving your goal, life puts you where you need to be. And that's done with growth and with learning and setbacks and victories, but sometimes life has a way of placing you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
Everybody wants to be a diamond, but very few people are willing to be cut. You know what I mean?
Correct.
You just gotta do what you gotta do, but you can't be allergic to sweat. You know it. I know it. You just got to work. You got to put the work in. It doesn't matter what you do, but you have to value yourself enough to keep trying.
Definitely. The DDP yoga has, for me, I was amazed at how different it is than any other workout program or any other program of any sort that I've ever tried before. Because I've, you know, dieted and sort of worked out. I've never been really a person that worked out until recently now. But I've dieted and, you know, I would do different workout DVDs and I don't know a single one of them that is willing to, if you write to them, I don't know a single one of them that would write you back and take the time that they personally would write you back. And Dallas, he just cares about people. He cares about people, and if they're willing to put the work in on themselves, then he's willing to invest in them and take his time out to respond to them if they message him. And the whole community just cares so much about each other, and that's what I think makes it stand out and why so many more people are successful than in the regular, you know, fad diets and
people.
I remember Dallas telling me once. Sorry, Mike.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's just we got a lag here. Go ahead, Crystal. I apologize.
No, I remember Dallas telling me one time that, you know, he will believe in anybody that does, that, you know, comes to the program, but you got to put the work in. You just don't get a free pass. You've got to do the work. And that's always stuck with
people
me.
People don't realize how accessible he is. They really don't. They don't realize how accessible he is and how willing to help he is. But to be honest, he's a big time. He's a wrestler. He's on a full time. He's on a television show that airs every week on the Sci-Fi Network. That's doing well. He's got the wrestling career. He's got the DDP yoga. He's kind of a big deal. He's kind of got a full schedule, and he's not going to track you down. He's not going to sit there and babysit you, but if you prove to him that you're going out of the way to put the work in, he'll put the work in to check up on you and make sure you're doing well too. And you talked about believing in people. You know, that's what he does, and that's what this whole program's based around. That you talked about the other workout programs you did. I had buddies of mine that pushed those 90-day insanity videos, or whatever they may be. I remember I did 2 days of those. I was all fired up. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do two. I did 2 days of those. I couldn't walk for the next 2 weeks. And that was week one.
Yep.
See, a lot of those programs set you up to get fired up, but then it will kill your motivation by killing you physically. Your knees hurt, your back. Those are about, you know, you'll probably lose weight, but you're not doing your body any good. The DDP yoga is the restorative. It sets us up for long term, and that's what I liked about it. As soon as I realized I wasn't going to be a fitness model, I know, many people can't believe it, but not a fitness model. But
Mike, oh my God.
So I'm not looking for the shredded abs and the glorious glutes. Like, I'm looking to not be in pain. I'm looking to maintain some kind of healthy weight. And sure, I could do insanity for 6 months and probably get pretty shredded, but it's not going to do me any good long term because it's going to beat the hell out of my knees and my back.
Right.
DDP yoga is going to keep us healthy for a long time, and people like Ted, you know, prove that. People like Dallas prove that. You know, I have to remind myself how old Dallas is because I don't believe it. My Dallas is a year older than my dad, and I could picture my dad being his grandfather, because you don't picture Dallas as older, because he's just in such phenomenal young shape. And that's what we're all aiming for. You know, I don't mind growing old, but I don't want to grow old and decrepit. I don't want to live out my life in a recliner, worrying about doctor's appointments and dialysis and health problems. Like, we have the option to a lot of us. There's some of us who get, you know, bad hands, cancer and illnesses, but a lot of us are in control of our health, and a lot of us have control over our destiny on whether we age gracefully or whether we wither away slowly and painfully and ill. And I think some of us take for granted that ability and
yep.
that self ability to control our aging, our graceful aging, and being healthy and active. And DDP Yoga sets you up for that. It sets you up to live long and prosper instead of just living long and wasting away.
Yeah. I know this is one of the only programs that I'm aware of that literally anyone can start, because there's always one of the great things is there's so many modifications. So when you start
yep.
out, you can do the super modified version, and then you can be so proud of yourself for the progress that you've made to be able to do just the regular moves. And, you know, it starts out so gradually. And, you know, in the beginning I was struggling with, you know, the broken table and, you know, all the different things. And I never thought I'd get there to where it wasn't such a big deal. And now, you know, you get the core strength, and, you know, I have muscles for the first time in my life, which is crazy. I wasn't expecting that, but it was, you know, a positive side effect of putting the work in. So
go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's, you know, if you just starting somewhere, starting, you know, with the chair workout, starting with something, in a short time,
yeah.
you'll start to see improvements of some sort, and then you just keep going, and it just keeps getting better, and then you kind of surprise yourself sometimes what you can do.
I agree. The rabbit won the race, or the turtle won the race, not the rabbit.
Yep. Yeah,
for sure.
Exactly.
And they're doing something. Doing something. That's all it takes is something. Just doing something. And to be honest with you, we have no excuse, especially with the app and the DVDs. Like, all we have to do, we don't even have to put on a mat. Just throw on the app and get on your knees and start doing something. Like, we really have no excuse. And there's very few people. I'm going to go out and say it. There's nobody, if they're actually putting in the effort, if it isn't going to be successful. People will tell you,
right.
oh, well, that workout program didn't work for me. That eating healthy didn't work for me. 99% of that when it happens, sure, it probably wasn't the right program or it wasn't the right thing, but it wasn't the workout who failed you. Because if you're working out and if you're eating healthy, you're going to be successful. But you got to put in the effort to get the results. Sometimes the effort's scary. It's inconvenient. But we call it effort for a reason, because it's not flawless. But you get into it what you
yep.
put into it. And what we were talking about earlier, when you're aging – and when, you know, the two things we take for granted is time and our health, and we take it for granted until they run out. And it's easy to put off the workout as inconvenient today, but eventually there's going to be a time when, you know, you'd give anything for a healthy body or a healthy, you know, more time or more health. And we take it for granted. And the little investment of every day getting on the mat and doing something, I'm sure if you tell yourself years from now when your body's failing or you're sick, all you had to do was get on the mat 20 minutes. You would have been in a better place. It's a deal that you don't realize you'd make with yourself until it's too late.
Yeah. Well, that hits home, Mike.
Yeah,
I know it does, Crystal, for...
Yeah.
But... We're almost out of time, so I want to wrap this up real quick. Like we said, thank you guys so much. And last week we were off. We had a funeral to go to. Speaking of health issues, and you know, I got to tell you real quick, just a quick little story here. We got home last week, and Crystal knew we had a close friend that passed away of cancer in December, and we had the memorial last week. And it was one of those things that she battled cancer for years and finally succumbed to it. And I realized where I was physically at that time, kind of lounging on the couch doing nothing. And I realized how selfish and how asinine it is that we just buried somebody who would have done anything for the health that I'm taking for granted by sitting here wasting away, not doing anything with it. So make a point to grab the bull by the horns, be proactive, be, you know, the little investment it takes is going to pay off in the long run. And, you know, that the old saying says, you know, we realize we come to wisdom too late in our life, but
yeah,
that's not true. We have the wisdom now. We have all the information now. So it's up to us to put it into in effect. So thank you so much for being here, Tiffany. We appreciate your story. And I know Michael's been on with us. Am I right?
Yes. Yeah, he was on.
Yeah.
We were about three months in.
Yes, yes. I thought so. When Crystal brought the name, we've had a few Michaels on, and I'm so bad with names. It's terrible. But I thought we had him on.
Right.
But from when you're hearing the story, I thought we had him on before. So you guys got to keep us posted on where you guys are at, because we got the couple now on the show, and we're invested. It's like we're watching a reality TV show, DDP Yoga, couple
yeah,
edition.
Exactly.
So thank you guys. And
thank you
it.
Guys
Crystal.
So much.
Sorry, oh,
Mark?
Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm getting horrible audio here, so I don't know if I'm talking all over you guys. But Crystal, you want to close us out with a quote, and then we'll say our goodbyes?
Ooh, I do, and I have a good one this week. So it's from someone by the name of Bishop T.D. Jakes. And are you ready for this one? Because it's going to be a doozy. It's going to be one that makes you think. So when you hold on to your history, you do so at the expense of your destiny.
I love it.
I like that one.
Crystal.
Yeah. It's
Crystal.
It's a heavy one.
You're the best. The Canadian quote master herself.
Yay.
And thank you guys so much. We're going to be back with another Warrior of the Week probably in the next few weeks or so. Like we're going to say, it's not going to be a strict every week thing, but we're going to do it whenever we can, whenever we don't have a guest scheduled or anything to talk about without the events or anything like that. So it's kind of going to be a here and there type of thing. But if you guys have a Warrior of the Week recommendation, hit Crystal up, because she loves to hear who's killing it in the community. And she's kind of like our Canadian big brother. She's always watching the community to find out who's doing well and who's kicking ass. And so thank you so much. And Tiffany and Michael, you guys, best of luck. Make sure you keep us posted. We love hearing your stories. We have a successful story, and we love your giving back to the community, which I'm sure you guys are visible all over the place for people who have any questions or anything like that. And as always, TeamDDPYoga.com is the hub of all the inspirational people in the community, all under one roof. So thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thanks,
all right. Until next time, I don't know if the this has come through very well because my audio has been a mess tonight. I don't know if I'm cutting out or what, but if you guys can hear this all right and this makes it to the air, I hope you guys have a great week. Until next week, remember, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, DDPRadio.com. We're here every week. Until next week, remember to own your life and cherish your life and cherish the time we have to own our life. All right, guys. See ya.
See ya.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Ah!
Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
This has been a presentation of DDP Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.